The push to overturn the ban on nuclear energy will gather steam today with the first public hearing of a parliamentary inquiry into a nuclear power industry in Australia. The government set up the probe following pressure from a number of coalition MPs who argue nuclear energy is a way to drive down power prices and cut carbon emissions. LNP backbencher Ted O'Brien is the chairman of Parliament's Standing Committee on the Environment and Energy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
The feasibility of nuclear energy in this country has been investigated a few times before, most recently by the South Australian Royal Commission just 3 years ago. Why do we need yet another inquiry into whether Australia should go nuclear?
Well, it's extraordinary, Hamish, that this is in fact the first time the Australian Parliament has ever undertaken an inquiry into whether or not Australia should be introducing nuclear energy. And where there has been some good work done previously, that needs to be taken into account, and indeed it will be. Today our hearings start, and the first person who will come before the committee is in fact Dr. Ziggy Switkowski, who was the author of a previous report back in 2006. And so the committee will absolutely be taking into account the work that previously has been done.
You are the committee chair. You've made your views on this issue of nuclear pretty clear. It is the way to go. Why have this process then? Don't you already know what you think?
Well, when you say I have made my views very clear, Hamish, let me be very clear as to what my view is. As chair of the committee, I believe all committee members are dispassionately independent on this question. We have a job to do, and that is we need to work out whether or not there is a role for nuclear energy in Australia. This comes down to two things, really. It's a question of, is nuclear energy feasible? Does it stack up? And is it suitable for Australia? Does it make sense we go there? They're the two threshold questions that we will be exploring over the next couple of months. And no doubt we'll be hearing from people both sides of the fence. And it starts today. So very much looking forward to it, actually.
Doesn't it also need to stack up on environmental and safety grounds?
It does. So look, when it comes to those two questions, is it feasible means does it stack up on economic, technological and capability grounds? And is it suitable? So does it make sense on environmental, safety and security grounds? And the terms of reference cover all such matters. And we also have to be very alive to the fact that Australians have strong views on the issue of nuclear energy. Now, some of those views are changing,
What's the evidence of that?
I'll tell you what the evidence is. Just the last couple of weeks, albeit anecdotal, we have launched this inquiry, and it is a hot topic. We do know that energy is a highly contested area in Australia, and now we have an inquiry into nuclear energy. As the chair of that committee and as a federal MP, I usually receive over 15,000 emails a year. There have been very few emails about nuclear energy coming in. And where they have been, they've been predominantly positive. Some of the environmental lobby organisations who have traditionally been adamantly opposed to nuclear energy have been relatively silent on this issue. And I think there's two big things I believe that may have changed, and we really need to test this out.
Just before you tease that out further, can I just clarify, you're saying that the evidence of a changing public opinion on this matter is your email traffic?
No. You just asked me whether or not I have any evidence of it.
Yes.
And I said anecdotally, the last couple of weeks. What we have ahead of us, Hamish, is an inquiry. Today is day one. It would be improper, in fact, it would be ludicrous for me to be preempting evidence that's yet to come ahead of us. But if you're asking me personally, in terms of any evidence anecdotally to date, there you have some small evidence.
It's just the chair of the inquiry, you're doing this interview and you said that the public mood appears to be shifting.
No, I'm saying that if there's any anecdotal evidence to date, before we have the hearings, that's as much as I can give you. But the real evidence that counts, Hamish, is what comes before the committee. And that starts today. And if I can use this opportunity for those of your listeners who are interested in the nuclear debate, we would love to hear from you. We have a range of experts who have already made submissions. They continue to come in. Submissions are open until the 16th of September. It doesn't matter whether or not people are experts, obviously it helps, but we do want to hear people's view on this, because as much as we look at the feasibility and suitability, there will always be the question as to whether or not there's an appetite amongst the Australian people, and that does need to be tested. And that is a part of the role of this committee, I believe.
The International Atomic Energy Agency found in, the International Energy Agency rather, found in May this year that nuclear power in the developed world is actually in decline. Plants are closing due to age. There's not a great deal of new investment. Has Australia missed the boat on this form of energy?
Well, let's find out. But here's what's changed. The main thing is advances in technology. I spoke with one of the leads of the International Atomic Energy Agency yesterday that certainly spoke about the emergence of new technologies. Nuclear is not unlike other technologies. It moves through generations, if you like. The old smokestack, large industrial style nuclear plants, they're not even being considered by our committee. That is old technology. But we're already now up to generation three. So the third generation technology, or something referred to as generation three plus, starts looking at small modular reactors. There's an enormous amount of investment going in on R&D on these small modular reactors. And then there's, of course, generation four technology. And Australia is an active participant on the international stage with that. So, look, there's an enormous amount of investment going on in nuclear energy across the world. The committee will be looking at that. What's important to us, however, is the Australian context. If we are looking at other countries, whether they be other Western countries, particularly actually Asian countries investing heavily, China and India, what's important to us is the lessons learnt for Australia. We need to provide a report to government that says, here are the conditions under which a future coalition or Labor government might consider nuclear energy in Australia.
I spent a fair amount of time covering the Fukushima disaster and have also been to report from Chernobyl. I wonder whether you've been to any of these places that have suffered the pretty extreme impact of nuclear disaster.
No, it's not on the program that we would be looking at site visits, if you like.
But have you? I mean, you've obviously been interested in this issue for a long time. Have you ever been to see the impact when it goes wrong?
You're talking there, Hamish, about generation one and two technologies. Now, we do need to learn the lessons from Fukushima, from Chernobyl. But again, let me be crystal clear here. We're looking at new and emerging technologies, particularly small modular reactors. Now, we're yet to hear the evidence. From at least my own readings, they offer an enormous amount of potential when it comes to their safety and their security. And they're just a totally different kettle of fish when it comes to their technological capabilities. But do we need to account for the likes of Fukushima and Chernobyl? Well, sure, including what that has done to the perception of nuclear energy. And we need to be pragmatic about that and not hide from that.
Can I just be clear, though? Have you ever been to those places to take a look at the impact when it goes wrong?
No, I have not been to Chernobyl and I have not been to Fukushima.
Given all the arguments against nuclear energy, there are some that suggest that this inquiry is throwing a bone to some in your party that have an interest in this. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's simply not the case. You know, energy is not an easy subject in Australia. It is highly contested. And if we do need to reduce emissions, and we do, if we do need to keep the lights on, if we need reliability and we need affordability, we have to have all technologies on the table. We have to be agnostic. And you can't on one hand say we are technologically agnostic in this country on energy, and on the other hand say we refuse to even consider nuclear energy.
I'm just interested, and it's certainly the feedback that we're getting from listeners this morning. You started this interview saying that you're open-minded, that this is a totally open process, that you have not already formed a view.
That's right.
But you have spent quite a lot of this interview telling us the reasons why nuclear really is worth looking at, why the disasters of Fukushima and Chernobyl are a different kettle of fish to the sorts of technology that is now available. It certainly does seem to sound to our audience that you're quite eager for this.
Well, it might sound like that to you, Hamish, but let me be very clear. The reason we are not looking at the likes of Chernobyl is Chernobyl used a technology that is not even being considered by this committee. It would be ludicrous for me to be saying anything other than it's not in scope. So we're not looking at Chernobyl other than, you know, lessons learnt from the past. It is not a technology even being considered. We are looking at new and emerging technologies. As for is there good reason to consider nuclear? Well, absolutely there is. Now, that's very different from saying there's a recommendation we should proceed with nuclear. It is saying there are sufficient grounds for the committee to have a good, decent look at this thing. Now, as for the conclusions to be reached, well, I can't preempt that. It would be improper to do so, and we haven't yet had the inquiry. But are there grounds that make this a valuable inquiry? Absolutely there are. What conclusions will we reach? Don't know yet. Is it feasible for Australia? Let's find out. Is it suitable for Australia? Let's find out.
Listeners seem to have a strong view on this. How do they get in touch with the inquiry?
Well, they can always... Probably the easiest way is to go to aph.gov.au/nuclear power. Otherwise, go to just the APH website, Australian Parliament House website, and you can do a search for parliamentary committees.
Ted O'Brien, thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure, Hamish. Take care.
Ted O'Brien is an LNP backbencher, chairman of the Parliamentary Inquiry into the Feasibility of a Nuclear Power Industry for Australia.